Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the podcast that's got everyone going for Winter Olympic gold. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my two co-curlers, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hey, Gabe. Hey, July. How's it going, friends?
It's going good.
It's going good.
I'm going for the gold.
Are you? In curling?
Yeah, in everything.
Nice.
Curling's a fun sport, right?
I don't know. Is it? Have you ever done it?
No, but I've watched hours of it on an airplane before.
Nice.
The only part I don't like is when I hurt the back of my head. Because I'm, you know, curlers, you know, it gets really hot for curlers.
Yeah.
You know, curling my hair, getting my perm.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
What? Get what?
I was talking about a sport called curling where they throw these big, I don't know what they're called.
I don't know.
They're like oversized things. Hockey pucks, and then the two people sweep.
I think you're talking about hockey.
No, you're right.
I'm curling.
You're right. You're right. Curling is just the thing that you do to your hair.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're here with a very special guest visiting from New York, but from Chicago, the very funny Carmen Christopher.
Oh, hello. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
Oh, of course. I'm a fan of all three of you.
Oh, thank you.
We're
That's
all
so
a
nice.
Fan of yours as well.
That's so awesome. Sweet.
Have you been following these Olympics? They've been on, I think, for a week now.
Yeah, you know what? The first like couple nights I was here, kind of, you know, full disclosure, smoked a little something and was at my buddy's house, and we were watching the figure skating, and we got that one cocky figure skater who I'm a big fan of. He's the first openly gay U.S.
Right.
Olympic
mm-hmm.
player.
Mm-hmm. This is the gentleman
he's performing.
Meet with Mike Pence, right?
Yeah,
right.
And he's got a lot of flash, and I like him.
Cool.
He's meeting with Mike Pence?
No, he won't meet with
him. Oh,
Mike.
He won't? Okay, meet with Mike Pence. Yeah.
He's that been going sense. At him on Twitter, too, right?
Mm.
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But watched a little bit of that. That was fun. Watched a little bit of some people on some skis going down a hill. I don't know what they were jumping and stuff.
Nice.
That's the only thing I've seen. I saw this a little earlier today. They were going down a ramp.
Uh-huh.
And then they were going up a ramp, and then they were doing about 100 flips in the air.
It's
Is
amazing.
This what you were seeing?
You know, they all look the same to me. I've seen a lot of stuff, and I don't know what the difference in any of it is, but I just, when it's on, I enjoy it, and I wish I was watching more of it, to be honest. But that's how it always is.
Yeah.
I feel like they should just do, and I'm sure they already do this, do they do like an hour at night, like, let's just see, like, the highlights.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah, that's
nothing but the good stuff.
That's called ESPN, I guess.
I've only seen the figure skating and some of the snowboarding.
Snowboarding's fun.
Yeah, the snowboarding was cool. But I feel like I've seen maybe, like, 5% of what has happened.
I will say I just saw, 3 or 4 days ago, I, Tanya, for the first time.
Oh, nice.
I've been wanting to see that
me
as
too.
Well.
We should
really
go see it.
You guys should see it. It's actually really good. Okay, so at first I was kind of like, the first time I saw it was like 3 a.m. And, you know, full disclosure, I was on some marijuana.
Uh-oh.
And the first like 10 or 15 minutes, I was like, I don't like this. This feels like it's trying to be like a Scorsese film.
Right.
Like the rock music, like the quick cuts. And I didn't really like the I don't want to spoil anything, but I watched it in the theater by myself, and I was like, oh, damn, yeah, this is a really good movie, and Margot Robbie is amazing.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but great things
Same.
About it.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Yeah.
We should go, Gabe.
Okay.
Did you see it, July?
No, I'm not gonna see that.
Why not? What?
Why not?
Come with us.
I don't want to encourage Margot Robbie after seeing her in Suicide Squad.
Oh.
You know, she's in love with a madman.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's she in love with?
The Joker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know that's a movie, right?
Oh, the Joker is a real person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my bad, actually.
Okay.
But she's not that nice in I, Tonya either, apparently, right? Like, or she's...
You say she's not that ice?
Nice.
All right, I'm sorry.
I don't think that that character is necessarily supposed to be, but I think that you've definitely, like... You feel like a lot of sympathy. Like she was beat up her whole life, like physically, by like her mother and her husband. There's like a lot of domestic abuse in it, and it's like that's like kind of jarring. But I think they like try to like bring some levity to it by doing like a lot of like two cameras, like breaking the fourth wall. Mm. But it's interesting. I really like it. I think it's actually a pretty good story. I don't mean to spoil everything.
No. I mean, it's a thing that happened. I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
We should introduce you.
Oh, yeah, please.
To our producer before we get too far into this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you noticed her when we walked in.
Yes.
You know, we have our whole production set up here. The glass and all of the crew behind the glass. And they're all working so hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I'm waving to them. Hey, guys. There's like 30. Jesus. There's like 30
we have
people.
A big staff. We have a... lot of people we have to pay, but they're all under the capable hands of our head producer. She's the robotic version of Laura Hall, the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Please meet Robo Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Hi, how are you?
I'm horny.
Damn.
All right, hey. She got straight to the point.
Yeah.
Been there.
Please give me smooches.
Okay, all right. Can you, you're laying it on pretty thick.
Okay. I'm actually, I don't, kiss in public.
Yeah. Actually. You don't have to.
That's fine. You don't have to do what she says.
Okay, cool.
She's like very commandeering.
We wanted to make sure to bring her on because, you know, she's going to participate in various aspects of the show and, cool. And, you know, what's a good radio type program without a wacky producer character, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You got to have it.
This is a podcast.
Yeah, radio type show.
Was Baba Booey a producer on the Howard Stern?
I feel like he was. Yeah,
Baba
he was
Booey's like amazing,
the, right?
Just the name Baba Booey is amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's a great prank to do whenever you're in public or being interviewed by anyone. Uh-huh. It's just to like shout out Baba Booey.
Baba Booey,
and they'll probably play it on the show.
Yeah, that's funny.
Amazing.
Yeah, so she'll help us to like read the trends and such once we get to that part. Is that something that you consider yourself to be like knowledgeable about most of the time? Like what's trending at a given moment?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say absolutely.
Yeah.
I know what's cool.
You know what's cool.
I know what's whack. And I'm one of the trendiest guys in the game.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
most people say no, so this is great.
Yeah, well then you're interviewing the wrong folks.
No, we want trendy people.
Yeah,
I gotta be the trendiest guy out there.
You know what people are talking about on Twitter at all times.
Always.
All right.
Well,
is there one right now that's got you especially like amped?
A trend?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The trend that's got me going on right now. I'm real into Hold up. One of the staff's all like waving at me. What's up, guys?
All right.
The trend that
leave
I'm,
them alone.
You know, the trend that I'm into right now is, or the trend that I'm about to start is, you know, I'm into overalls right now.
Oh, yeah.
Overalls are cool. I think I'm going to get a pair of overalls because why not?
Hey.
I think it's cool.
I think it looks cool.
You know what I like is like
a lot of denim.
Overalls, nothing under the overalls kind of thing. Like overalls to skin.
That's badass.
That's pretty badass.
That's badass.
It's like a farmer look, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might go overalls, just white tee.
Yeah.
Simple. You know, I'm going to get made fun of by my friends,
mm-hmm.
but you got to go for it, you know?
We're going to support you on this.
Thanks. I think I will, definitely. Mm-hmm. You have to start to push the envelope.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think it's like reminiscent of the Schneider look, you know, in some of the Sandler films.
Oh, oh yeah.
The Rob Schneider look. Yeah.
Yeah. I've unfortunately played that character in too many shows.
Oh, really?
Just literally my only line is, you can do it. yeah. That's,
I'm sure it brings the house down, though.
You know what? I would be lying if I said it doesn't work a lot of times. The first time I did it, I did not think it was going to work, and it, like, destroyed. And I was like, why are people laughing at this? And then there's been a couple times it hasn't worked, for sure. But then I just try to, like, double down on it. Mm-hmm. Like, if people don't understand. Because I'm like, do people remember this reference, you know?
I think they do.
Yeah. I think everybody does. But I was like, I don't think they will. So they say to treat your audience like geniuses, but I have a hard time doing that. I'm always like, they won't know. They're not going to know. I should trust more.
Yeah.
Do they still do that? You can do it in Sandler movies, or is it limited to just a
they
few?
They do.
Do they really?
Have you seen Morowitz stories?
My Morowitz stories. I did. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Wait till after the credits.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah. Schneider pops in, plugs his show, his Netflix show, and then says, "You can do it. Subscribe."
Oh my God.
I mean, that was a pretty like emotional, heart wrenching movie. It's surprising that that happened.
Ever. It's an Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, it's a Noah Baumbach movie that Adam Sandler is in.
Oh.
But it's on Netflix. I recommend it. It's good. Really? Ben Stiller, Dustin Hoffman.
Mm. No thanks.
No?
No thanks.
I haven't watched a Sandler movie in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to love him, obviously. Billy Madison, right. Happy Gilmore. Oh. And then he had a little fun Punch Drunk Love. That's so good. That movie's so good.
I love it too.
Anything PTA is great.
Yeah,
that's trendy.
Yeah,
what's going on in the movies? I'm real into Oscar season, knowing what the cool movies are. Like,
have you seen Phantom Thread yet?
I loved it.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Have you guys seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. No,
oh, man.
So that's like
we haven't seen any of the cool movies.
What about?
I've seen a lot of crappy movies. I saw that Liam Neeson movie.
What's that?
The Commuter?
Yes. He's like on a train that gets hijacked.
Taken on a train?
Basically, it is just Taken, but set on a train.
Oh, wow. That's going to be like all his movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of typecast into a guy who's just in a terrible situation at all times.
Can I tell you guys what the best movie of the year is? It's not even nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's a total shame. It's a scam. Is The Florida Project. It is so fucking good.
I didn't see it. I heard it's good though.
Yeah. It's really sad. I don't know why it's not nominated. I feel like it's like kind of insane that it's not. I feel like it's like maybe a little bit too real for the Academy. I don't know. I don't know how they choose these films because like
it is
they
weird.
Pick eight and like the ones they picked, you know, I haven't seen them all, but you know, the ones I've seen are good, but this one is like better than it's like I just feel like it's so much better than all of them. And it's a story that's like not told but is like more it's very real and it's like something that's happening or it's something like it's just like about you know a woman and her daughter who live out of a motel. And I heard somebody say that it's like it's really good.
Yeah, I've been dying to see it. I loved the director's last movie, Tangerine.
I haven't seen it.
Tangerine is so good.
It's really good. Takes place.
It's very LA, yeah.
Very close to where we are right now.
Yeah. Although Donut Time no longer exists.
That's
Danny Trejo's Donuts.
Yeah.
Trejo's Donuts.
Dude, I fucking went to his restaurant the other night.
The taco one?
Got some
one?
Tacos, yeah.
How was it?
I'm not going to say on
it's
air.
It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say on air.
I'll say it. It's not good.
All I know is he was a former felon, and I'm not going to put myself out there to get in any type of trouble.
And he's got I'm very impressed with his success story. Like,
good for him.
He's doing great, and this business that he has is going gangbusters, and that's pretty awesome. Yeah. But my experience
the taco
at his
business
wasn't great either.
Yeah, it was just like I got a burrito, and I was like, "Is this chicken cooked? I don't know."
Well, the last time I went, I had to like complain because I found a machete in my taco.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because you're machete, but.
Yeah.
I don't want this in my taco.
I hear that shit.
Oh, man.
Is that donut place open? I feel like I never see anyone in there.
I've seen lines outside of it when it first opened.
Right, when it first opened, but now I don't see anybody.
I saw a sign outside recently that said that, like, between 3 and 4, they have half off donuts. So maybe we should go sometime.
Wait, that sounds awesome. 3:40. Should we stop and head over?
You know what would be dope about the place is I would be like, you know what? I don't care if the tacos are bad, but if he was hanging out there, then I'd be like, this is awesome.
He does hang out there. he hangs out. Wait, what's the other one that's not tacos or donuts? Do you
the cantina?
Yeah, he hangs out at that one.
Damn, how many places has he had?
He's got
he's got an empire.
Yeah, like, yeah, an empire.
Fuck. And he what? He killed somebody?
I don't. Did he kill someone? I think it was armed robbery, maybe.
Oh, well, then that's fine.
I don't know. But I could be wrong. I don't have his
arm robbery.
IMDb open.
We all forgive him.
His first credit is armed robbery.
Everybody's done that.
Yeah.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta, board certified addiction medicine.
Ask a Gotta is my segment where the readers call in or write in to me with their problems, love, work, hobby,
culinary,
anything. Yeah, anything you got. And I'll give you advice free of charge. You can go to twb.cool/ask, or you can call or text 432-AGOTTA. Hi.
Nice.
What do you have for me today?
This question is from Bridget on the spot. Dear Agata, I really need your help. I've just been proposed to, simultaneously, by two different men. One is handsome and roguish, think Hugh Grant, the other a more dour and serious Colin Firth type. Please help me decide quickly because they're both staring at me now waiting for me to give my answer.
All right. First of all, congratulations on your double proposal. You didn't tell me anything about either of these two people except for who they kind of look like. But based on that, I'm just going to say Colin Firth type.
Oh. Okay.
Follow your heart.
That's some pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot like that movie, Bridget Jones's Diary, to me. Where?
Which one?
Is that what happens in that movie?
I think so. I mean, I don't know if they both propose, but she has to choose between like a Hugh Grant and a Colin Firth, right?
Oh,
I'm gonna go ahead and say a flip a coin. You got two hunks that are rich. Can't go wrong.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Go get some tacos and flip a coin. Don't worry about it.
She didn't say they were rich though.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking that they are the celebrities. my bad. Yeah, I would say
pick the richer one.
Yeah, because it's all about money these days. You know, you gotta have some dough if you want to live. It's expensive out here. So ask them how much they make, and then go with that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to fucking hijack your segment.
We want to get everyone's input on these.
Yeah, but
issues.
They usually have to go with what I say. So you can weigh in, but I'm the final word.
Well, I'm going to try to convince you.
Okay.
I think that you should tell them that they need to worry about their financial stability and building wealth.
I agree. All right, I agree with that. July, what do you think?
I think she's probably watching the movie Gabe just said, Bridget Jones' Diary. Mm-hmm. I think she's just watching that. I don't think this is real.
You don't think it's real?
No.
What? What do you mean you don't think it's real?
I don't think this is a real scenario. This might be the Joker writing in. His little chaotic mind trying to fuck with us, you know?
That'd be really fucked up if that was true, July.
Maybe he's all stressed out. Margot Robbie's kind of popping off, doing other things right now.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Margot Robbie did she get nominated this year?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
But Joker didn't get any nominations this year.
Yeah.
Was Joker nominated, or Jared Leto?
I don't know who you're talking about, but the Joker.
Jared Leto, you know, from 60 Seconds from Mars. We all know that guy.
Oh, yeah. Great band.
And Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah, which I'm not going to comment on.
Danny Trejo's in that movie.
Danny Trejo's in it, and I'm not trying to piss that guy out.
No. You don't want to get armed robbed.
Hell no.
Well, I loved that movie.
I feel a little embarrassed because I haven't seen any of the movies that anyone's talking about.
It's not even Commuter?
No, not even Commuter. Everything's been something I've been meaning to get to, but I hate going to
Well,
the
I
theater,
told you, so. I got a movie pass. You got to get one. It forces you to watch a billion movies.
I don't know how it's even working. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like too good to be true.
Yeah, it's great. July's got one too.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So, Black Panther.
Oh, that's
damn.
Amazing.
I want to see it. Is it good?
It's so good.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So
I'm
good.
Excited.
Mm-hmm. I want to see it too. okay, so I think we've helped this person,
yeah.
Right?
She's
yeah.
I think just follow your heart and pick the richer person, I think is the gist of it.
I hope it's Hugh Grant is richer because he's really cute. When he... It gets all flustered and he doesn't quite know what to say and he's all, well,
I feel like Colin Firth does that too, though.
I like can't even remember what Colin Firth looks like. I'm going to pull it up.
He only does that in The King's Speech.
And in Love Actually, okay. A lot of his scenes in that movie are just him like blubbering.
Okay. Well, maybe it's a British thing.
It's
man.
A British thing.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think you can lose. You got a cute, rich British guy. You're mm-hmm. in good shape.
Yeah. Well, we don't know, remember. We don't know their financial...
Yeah, we don't know their financial stats, and we don't know if they're British or not.
That's true.
All right, right back in. Give us a follow-up.
Yeah, tell us what happens. Also, if you have a question that you need help with, call or text 432-AGATA-HI or go to twb.cool/ask.
Okay, it's July's Funny Pages, part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip that I've never seen before. Carmen, what's your relationship with the Sunday Funnies, the comics?
We haven't really been in touch in a while.
Okay.
But I still love them, you know?
Any faves?
Yeah. Childhood faves?
You know, I gotta go with Bazooka Joe.
Oh, man.
Is that real?
It is real. It came in in the those
in the
gums.
Gum, in the gum. But oh, you mean in the paper? Does it have to be in the paper? It
doesn't have to be in the paper. I guess gum wrapper is a sort of a paper.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Bazooka Joe. Yeah, I think that's probably all the reading I did when I was a kid.
Mm.
And but I'm all about when I see the New Yorkers ones and the ones in the time the New York Times.
Right? Oh yeah, yeah.
Those are really fun. Yeah. Okay, let's see what you got.
All right, you got to choose between W.T. Duck, Luann, or Over the Hedge.
Ooh. I'm going to go with W.T. Duck.
Mm. Great.
Nice. I think that's 2 weeks in a row with W.T. Duck.
Yeah. All right, so this is how this works. There's three panels. I'll read the first two. Then we go around and we'll kind of guess what the what the joke is, you know.
All about this.
All right. So first panel, we see three ducks. One of them has a giant camera over its shoulders. One of the ducks has a tinier duck with them. And they're speaking. They say, "My nephew's 4 and interested in getting into photography." Okay. So far, you know. I guess this other duck with the camera is like, photographer of the town. You know,
is this is a like a still photo camera, not a video
I already
camera?
Know what it is. I already know this.
Oh, you know, camera. You know. Okay.
Should I just hold off?
No. Yeah. Hold off. Hold off.
All right. Duck hunt.
Duck hunt.
I'm just gonna leave it there. Okay. I'm not gonna give you guys any more hints.
Okay. Second panel. We're kind of more zoomed in. The duck with the camera says, "When I was 4, photography consisted of film, dark rooms, and hours of despair." And the little duck goes, "Wow." All right, so now we're going to go around and we'll guess what the final panel could be.
Yep, this is too easy. I'm going to let you guys go first.
All right.
Okay, I have a guess. I got it's going to be something where it's going to talk about how nowadays, you got your phone. Everyone's got a camera in their phone, okay, right? It's going to be something like that. And they got a Snapchat filter that makes their beak look like a human nose.
All right. All right. That's a great guess.
Cool.
Agata?
My guess is that the little kid duck says, "Grandpa, you're old as shit."
That sounds pretty good.
He's saying that to who?
To the photographer?
To the photographer?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Wait, is the photographer duck was talking to his grandson, right? Or did I get this wrong?
In your scenario, yeah.
Okay.
We don't know their relationship.
There's two old ones and one young one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the other one is, I assume, the uncle, because he called himself nephew. Anyway.
Whatever.
Carmen?
So the first one's duck with camera, then I got the duck and the small duck. Like, oh, well, the small duck's like, I want to get into photography. Next panel, this guy's like, hey, this is hard. You don't want, you know, it's depressing. Third panel is the little duck going, you know what? You don't really fucking know me like that, so I don't really appreciate this. And then the mom's like, hey, you watch your fucking mouth. And then the little duck is like, well, guess what? We're animals, so don't try to, like, make me be a human and not swear and shit. And then she's like, you know what? You're right. If this is what you want, then you do this. And then the big duck is, like, taking a photo of it, and it's like, now that is called family drama.
That's good.
A lot of activity in one frame.
But yeah, it's either that or the other one's the duck saying, hey, let's just chill out and play duck hunt.
Right. Classic right. game.
All right.
While you're wrong.
Wait. Shit, even me?
You're wrong too, Agata.
Fuck.
You're wrong too, Gabe.
Shit, fuck.
I'm sure all of our guesses are
wait, am I allowed to swear on this? I'm sorry.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Great. It'll all be bleeped out, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You're all wrong. The little duck says, I'm glad I waited until now. That's what he says.
What a stupid.
Oh,
asshole.
Because it was like, because when I was a kid, it was hard.
Yep.
And now he's glad.
It's very simple. That was easy.
I think all of ours were better options than what they actually
agreed.
Especially mine. Carmen.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to say it.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah.
I felt like it really painted a real kind of like tapestry of what a sort of family slice of life situation might be.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I really liked your guys' answers as well.
Thank you.
I thought they were very good.
Thanks.
So now is the part of the show where I read the comments on the comic, but there's none for this one.
What?
That's what happened last time.
No one's commenting on WT Duck.
Is there a comment on the previous day's WT Duck?
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Yeah, there is.
Ooh, okay, cool. One comment.
One, this one looks, oh my God, this one's so sexy.
Oh, there's boobs.
All right, so I'll just read the comment on the comic we didn't read and see if this makes sense.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Liver Lips McCracken, he's a GC insider, says, whoa, you can get rid of those with Photoshop? Cool. That is some kick-ass software. Okay, so I think we get it. He's like really proud that you can use Photoshop for a certain purpose.
Okay, can I just say this? Last week we did a WT Duck and it was about Photoshop. And today we did one and it was about photography.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess yesterday's was also about Photoshop. Wow. So I guess WT Duck is currently going on a run.
Yeah, I guess I'll read it real quick. So we see like a very sexy lady. We don't see her face, though, because it's covered by the speech bubble. And she says, most men are intimidated by my supermodelness. And WT Duck's clicking on his MacBook. Click, click, click. And then second panel, she goes, my presence alone turns them into a bunch of bumbling idiots. It's cute and powerful. WT Duck's still clicking on his MacBook. And in the final panel, WT Duck goes, and that takes care of your blemishes. Shall we move on to your character flaws?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
On fire.
Wow. So Liver Lips McCracken wants some software that's going to fix his character flaws.
I guess so.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
WTF. Good job. Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Well, I just want to praise you, July, for your segment. It's always better than the comics that are contained within it, I would say.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good job.
And your unique take on them.
You never say this much nice stuff about my segment.
Well, I think always are making the listeners, the readers, as you call them, you're making their lives so much richer because they don't know what to do, and you tell them.
Thank you.
Damn, you had a hard time getting that one out.
Gabe hates my segment. He makes it very clear every single time we do the show.
I do not. I love your segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it too. I like it. I like everything. This is fucking awesome.
A guy proposed at a screening of Black Panther in Black Panther cosplay.
That's cute.
A guy proposed at a screening of Black Panther. This could be Bridget's. This could have been a Bridget situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
one of her two proposals.
But he proposed at a screening of Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, wow. And there's a little bit of video.
Okay, let's see it.
Cool.
Oh.
Wait, it's happening.
Someone's
during
just talking
the movie?
About their popcorn.
Truffle?
Yeah.
I don't think he said it yet, but I'll write it down now.
Thank you. Sorry.
Truffle represents love. I'm glad they did that before the movie.
Oh, it's before the movie.
I don't know if you got it yet.
Oh my god.
My favorite part of the
commentary
is they're worried about like what kind of popcorn they're ordering after witnessing this proposal.
Oh, that's what they keep saying. Truffle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They keep wondering, like, is this the kind of popcorn I'm ordering?
That's wild.
They did not care at all that was happening right in front of them.
No.
That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. It's also kind of, I don't know. That movie better be good. I haven't seen it. I'm sure it is.
I've heard good things.
It's very good. But yeah, it reminded me of like when my dad proposed to my mom at a screening of Blank Man.
You know? Is that a true story?
It's a true story, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
He dressed up as Blank Man. We all remember Blank Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Probably Damon Wayans' greatest character. Next to Homie the Clown.
Yes.
But yeah, this is...
The most exciting thing I've ever done in a theater is... sneaking a Jimmy John's sub. I was high as hell during Moonrise Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like so loud when I was unwrapping it. And then I just like, you know, took down like a foot long sandwich during a movie. And I don't remember anything from that movie besides that the colors were like pink and like red.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And I thought that was like cool, whatever.
That was the gist of the movie, basically.
Yeah.
Just pink and red.
Those Jimmy John's subs are so good, though. I can't get enough.
I saw someone once bring in a full pizza, like an extra large pizza.
That's amazing. Yeah. I respect anybody who could sneak a fucking pizza in. Holy shit.
I don't think the workers really care. Like, I don't think they're going to stop you.
I worked at a movie theater for a very long time.
That's right.
And I can tell you that nobody cares. But one thing, a famous celebrity who... I'll just say it was, what's his name?
Yeah.
He came in with a woman once and they were the only people in the theater. And then when they came out, we saw that they had opened a can of sardines, drained it on the ground.
Oh, no.
And then eaten it and discarded the can on the ground
as
well.
That is the grossest thing you could bring into a movie theater, too. Like, why would you pour it on the ground?
Where else?
Disgusting.
In your throat. You're not supposed to drink the water part?
That's wild.
And I was at a movie recently, too, where these people in front of me busted out like a whole Indian dinner.
Damn. Respect.
It made the whole theater smell.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of fucked up. That's actually kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
You got to bring non-smelling items in.
Well, it was non-smelling, but N-A-A-N.
Nice. Here we go.
I was at the Black Panther screening. Behind me, there was a couple that had sushi, and that really smelled too. And I was like, what are you doing?
That's
This is not good.
Yeah, you don't want to bring anything. Well, I guess like popcorn's smelly too, but no one cares about that.
Yeah, that just like comes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah, but I think popcorn smells the worst.
What do you guys think about public proposals? Like
I think
these?
Subway bread smells the most. All right,
I hate Subway bread. Oh, the smell of Subway bread is
Subway
so disgusting.
Is fucked up. You know, all the meats are the same. They just dye them different colors.
Is that true?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm putting Subway on blast. You motherfuckers. Let me tell you something. When you hired Jared, that was your first mistake. Second mistake, dyeing those meats. My goal is to take all you down unless you give me some endorsements. All right, let's do this. Sorry.
I think it's going to work. I think they're going to hit you up.
But the idea of going after different brands is so funny.
And blackmailing them into hiring you?
Just like they're just like, who are these people? Like, it's like, who are you really going after? The only thing that I could potentially do is lose a job because I went after a brand, you know? Like,
yeah.
So yeah.
Like, if you like audition for commercials and stuff, I know somebody like tweeted at Best Buy, like something rude, and he like got the commercial, and then they like went through his Twitter and then like took it away from him.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
What? He said something rude about Best Buy?
Yeah, he just like was making fun of them or something. I don't know what it was.
Worst buy. Is that what it was?
I think it was just like, yeah, it was like bad buy. Yeah.
Bad buy. Bye-bye, bad buy.
Bad buy.
Bad buy. That sucks. Yeah, it's weird. Like, have you ever seen the Denny's Twitter account? Like, they try to post memes and try to be cool. Mm-hmm. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, words like bae and stuff.
Oh, jeez. That's weird.
I'm like,
they hired like a 16-year-old to do it?
They have a whole team of like teenagers, basically.
Dude, I want a fucking teenager to run my social media.
They're the best at it. That's true.
Holy shit. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose all my followers or I'm going to lose all my friends as followers, but then I'm going to have like a million followers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know what they're doing.
What direction? I don't know. I have no idea what the teens are doing on social media these days.
Oh, like, it's all about the hood clips, right?
That's true. Yeah.
It's the best Instagram ever.
What is that?
It's like the funny. See, this is trending. It's like the funny. It's just like, you know, quick, like 30 second, anywhere to a minute, like, you know, 10 to a minute, 10 seconds to a minute videos of the best stuff. It could just be as simple as dancing.
It's the most general description.
It's the best
July,
stuff.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an account Hood Clips on Instagram.
It's Twitter.
Oh, it's Twitter.
Oh, I'm talking about the gram.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. When you're trying to get that 2-for-1 special at Black Panther, beautiful.
Oh yeah, I saw this earlier. It's a guy or two guys on top.
Where's that?
Top
at?
Of each other at a screening of Black Panther, trying to get in for one, the price of one.
That is so funny. I did this for real.
Wow.
That lady behind it.
Do you think they're gonna fall for it?
I don't think it worked.
It's a lot of like when you try and that feeling went. Like, I like this stuff is, I can't get enough of it. Let's check out that what the fuck clip of the day. 1.5 mil.
Yeah. Okay, this is a guy and he's attacking the camera.
Yeah, and there's like video game hearts and the hearts are going lower.
Right.
Losing hearts.
See, I love that's shit like a, like this. Yeah. This is so funny. This has got to be the worst for your listeners.
No, they love
they
it.
Like hearing the videos that we watch.
No, just check out Hood Clips on Instagram and you'll see what we're talking about.
9.8 million followers.
They're popping off.
Following one person.
They're about to be bigger than Kim. Wait, how many followers does Kim Kardashian have?
She has a lot more than that.
Let's see.
She has like 50 or 60 million.
That's crazy. You know who has more than her, though?
Kylie.
Beyonce.
108 million followers.
Oh, wow.
The most followed person is Selena Gomez.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see how many. See, this is like trendy. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is so lame.
133 million.
Is that the most?
I guess so. I think.
Wait, what's so good about her? She's blown up?
Yeah, everyone. I don't know. It doesn't feel like she's that famous, but she's
people,
got.
People love she's Spring young. Breakers.
Oh, I love Spring Breakers.
She's in it?
Yeah, she's one of the girls in the movie.
Oh, fuck. I got to see that.
It's so good. I love it. And Gabe hates it so much. We talk about this all the time. It's one of my favorite movies.
Damn. Riff,
I just love Riff Raff, too.
Yeah. Well, Selena Gomez, how old is she? She's like going to be 23.
She's like, she's got, I think she's like 25 or 6 by now.
The most famous person in the world
on Instagram. Yeah,
I mean that's the world now.
It's the world,
basically.
Unfortunately.
So, what do you guys think of these public proposals?
you that like 20 minutes ago.
For against?
I think it's good. I think it's good if it's before the movie. Yeah, sure.
Before the movie,
and if it, as and long if, as it doesn't interfere with your popcorn.
Yeah, because I want to smell how bad it smells, but also. I want it to be good for, I don't want it to be like, oh, will you marry me? And she's like, nah, I don't want that. I don't want to see that before a movie, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And then you all have to sit with them.
Yeah.
You're thinking through the whole movie just about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I hate the idea of a public proposal. Like what? Mm. Why do you need to involve like hundreds of strangers in this intimate moment in your life? Like,
yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Yep. Keep it to yourself. In fact, don't even invite anyone to your wedding.
You know I hate not being invited to stuff.
Shaq Fu is back.
Yes. I fucking love Shaq.
Okay, so we've got a trailer for Shaq Fu.
What is
that? Was a video game when I was a kid. Shaq had a branded fighting video game for what, Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
So this is a new game, or
it looks like they're rebooting it. Now, one man has returned to settle the score of 94.
Shaq Diesel, baby.
Yeah. So they're oh, wow. They've really...
Oh, my God.
They've really gone all out on them.
I can't tell you how much I love this. Oh, my God.
They've redone everything, and it looks cool. It's like a looks like it could be on Cartoon Network.
What is it for? Oh, it's going to be for the Switch.
Oh my
we
god,
should get
that
it.
Looks fucking dope. Shaq Fu. Or yeah. Shaq, it's called Shaq Diesel. Or it's called Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu, a legend reborn.
Dude, that's a cool. Good trailer. Wow, that's fun.
Rips on the old game. It calls it trash. Then it shows you the gameplay from the brand new game. And then it has like a brand new, I guess, rap from Shaq himself where at the end he says, Lil Wayne, I'm coming for you.
That's Wait, crazy.
Is Lil Wayne going to be a fighter
yeah,
in the game?
Yeah, is he part of the...
Maybe.
What?
That would be sick.
All right, I need to get this game.
Oh, my God.
When does it come out?
It.
I think sometime in spring. Is it? Yeah, spring for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, Switch.
That was published when? On the 15th?
The 15th.
I'll wait to see what the Metacritic score is before I commit to buying it.
Okay.
All right.
I mean... I love it. I don't even need to. I don't give a shit. I don't even play video games. I'm going to start playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks great.
It's been a while since Shaq acted in anything, right? That he hasn't really done that since the 90s. He only had a couple of.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't think he's. Yeah, yeah, I can't remember.
Steel was the last thing he did.
He did Steel and Kazam.
Kazam. I feel like Kazam is so good.
I don't know if he's at that popularity level to do that right anymore. I think what would be cool is if I made a movie and it was like a comedy, do you give him like a small part that he could just knock out of the park, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Grown Ups 2?
You can do it.
I think he did that in Grown Ups 2.
Oh, did he?
I think so.
What's Grown Ups 2?
It's like Sandler and David Spade, okay. Chris Rock. It's just them like on vacation, basically. Mm-hmm. They're not really acting. They're like on vacation and they let the cameras roll. Uh-huh. And Shaq has a very minor part in it and he's very funny in it.
What does he do?
I think he grabs someone and throws him over a house.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's like that. The joke is like he's so strong and he just throws someone over the house. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. It sounds like a great movie.
It's pretty bad, but that moment's really good.
Is there any video games you remember from when you were a kid that you'd like to see them bring back?
Oh, that's a great question.
In a remastered edition.
I want Donkey Kong for the Switch.
I think they're doing that.
Oh, are they?
I think that'll probably be coming.
I think Mario Types.
Mario Types. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this new generation, this new tech savvy generation, needs to learn at an early age how to type, and I think Mario can help.
Yeah, honestly, if we're talking about bringing something back, just bring back using like Sega and bring back using like Nintendo and get rid of the new systems because I don't know how to use them. For being real, like I just don't know how to use them. I like being good at video games, and when they make new consoles, then I don't want to play because I have to learn, and I don't.
Because they keep adding buttons too.
Yeah, there's too many fucking buttons. Four is enough.
You never had to like look around. I agree. In video games before, now you have to like look around.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. That
I mean,
does
these
suck.
Kids are just—they're getting too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're good at social media. They're good at games.
They're good at driving too.
Are they good at driving?
It's because of their like their hand-eye coordination and their timing of the playing of the video games. But I could be wrong.
Kids are going to take over. Kids are taking over. Selena Gomez.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Let them have it.
Take care of me. I support them. I love the kids.
Before we wrap up every show, we, of course, do our most popular segment, the traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things that we talked about on the show. Do you have a suggestion of something we talked about today that we can do a hoedown about?
Hmm. Yeah, let's do it about teens.
Teens.
Teens?
Great.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Y'all ready to hoedown?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, cool.
There she goes, walking over to the piano.
I wouldn't call that walking.
Rolling.
It's a weird kind of like shuffling motion. She does.
She's not very graceful.
Well, I hate the holidays, especially Halloween. And that's because my neighborhood gets taken over by teens. It's really scary. They like to graffiti. And I don't think that that's okay with me.
Well, when I was a kid, photography was hard. I was a kid with a hard-on. I was so sexual in my nature. But then I grew up and I grew 6 feet tall.
I like chocolate, I'm 18. I've been bad, I've been a naughty teen. I like video games and to sleep. Blah, blah, I like, thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, let's all go follow Selena Gomez.
She's probably the most famous person in the world.
I love her and her friends.
She's really good in Spring Breakers. In Spring Breakers.
Oh, man. Oh, the best one yet.
I do think, you know, this is the 63rd hoedown we've done, right?
Wow,
episode
yeah.
Episode 63, and it is the best. And the first one we did is the 63rd best.
Only seven more episodes to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, before we end it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for it. I want to apologize for my singing.
No, it was great. It was the best singing we've had.
I feel like I just kind of was lazy, and I feel like I didn't bring it the way I know I can bring it, so I just wanted you guys to know that I apologize.
If you want to do it again, you can.
I don't want to do it again.
I think you embody the charisma of a teen being lazy, so I think it's, you know.
Awesome.
You know, I think it was good.
I appreciate it. Well, I thought you guys were great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
You too.
Thanks. I tried.
Carmen, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
You.
We had such a good time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thanks for flying all the way here just to do our show, by the way.
Yes, this is worth it. I flew here, and now I'm going to go. I'm going to Burbank right now. I'm getting out of here.
Really?
No. I'm here.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug at this time?
Oh, sure. When will this go up?
I think probably a week from Monday.
Oh, okay. So then, I'm good. Actually, yeah. What can I plug? Go to my YouTube page and watch my videos.
Yeah.
What is your YouTube page?
I think it's called... because there was like no names. I mean, it's like 10 years. I think it's called the Mr. Carmen Christopher, or just go to just Google Carmen Christopher.
Okay,
cool.
YouTube. Yeah.
I saw July sent one of your videos, which video.
Your freestyle in this house.
Oh yeah. So those videos suck.
Okay. I love it.
I thought it was great.
Well, let me say something about those. Those were like voice memos, and I was house sitting. And I like hit everybody up. I was like, hey, we got to shoot some music videos. And didn't put much thought work into the effort with Conway Shadham. But Mike Malarkey made the beats. And like what I did was I Kanye'd it. I just produced it, baby. I brought everybody together and didn't really have to do much. They did the good job.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded great too.
Yeah. It looks great. Sounds great.
Thank you.
I say check it out. Check all the videos out.
Check them all out. Watch every single one.
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I just want to plug doing a podcast with your friends because it's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great plug.
Yeah. You should do it. How about you,
Hi.
July?
Hi.
Oh, my wife, Andrea, just walked in.
Hello.
I have nothing to plug. I'll give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Okay. Robolora Hall, what do you have to plug?
I want to plug Little Banks.
Oh, okay, great. She's a fan of Little Banks.
That's amazing.
Carmen's web series.
Oh, cool. Mm.
If there's anything that you watch on my page, I would hope that you watch that one. Mm-hmm. That is something that I am proud of.
Awesome.
Cool.
Robolora Hall always knows all the best stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd like to plug this podcast. It's called Trends with Benefits. I'm going to try something cool. I'm going to open source Robolora Hall and put her up on robo.twb.cool. And I'll also make the source available. So if any of you programmers out there want to contribute to her code base, you're welcome. You're welcome to do that. Send a pull request, baby.
You didn't tell us you were going to do that. You're going to let her just be available to anyone?
Please update my software.
Yeah, she needs you to update her software.
All right.
You can find us on the web at twb.cool or also on various social medias at TrendsWBenefits, where the W is for with. And that's about it. That's all I can think of. Cool. Thank you so much for reading, listening, everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And a bye.
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 Bye.